What do we have here? Vaydiber Adonai Moshe Lemor. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yashuvu v'yachanu lifnei piach hirod ben migdol v'nayam lifnei baal tzifon nichot hachanu al yam v'yamar paro lifnei Yisrael nivuchim ein baret sagar liham amidbar v'chizakti alev paro v'radaf achreihem v'kavda b'faro v'chol chelo v'yadu mitzrayim ki ani Adonai v'yasu chayim. So, ostensibly what we have here, certainly the way that Rashi understands it, is a baiting movement. What do I mean, Shimshi?
They are turning around to try to get higher to attack them than Hashem can punch the
dragon. Exactly. And why does God want that? What's sort of in it for God? One word. V'ikavda. So, right, that's what Rashi says here. V'ikavda b'farok she'kadosh baruch hu misnakim b'rishayim. Shemo Mizgadel Mizkabed, that there's an enormous Kiddush Hashem to be had. Okay. Now, you saw there is a bit of a technical issue here between the Chizkuni and the Ibn Ezra as to what caused Paro to chase after them. Emmanuel, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? The Chizkuni takes the position that the reason Hashem wants the Jews to turn around, the Yashuvu, isn't so much, as Rashi says, to bait them, but Hanan, what? What was the Chizkuni Shita?
So that they wouldn't be able to...
So that the Jews couldn't be accused of being... of being liars, because they said we're only going to go 3 days. So what happens is, right, that's the line in the Chizkuni. V'yashuvu, enoni rotzi she'achziku mitzrayim badoim, she'kavu lahem zman, derech shloshes yamim, ne'leich v'amidbar. I don't want for them to be considered badoim, that is to say, liars, right? We said we're going for 3 days, and therefore, they have to start turning around. Now the Chizkuni and Dalet says the same thing. V'radaf achrihem. K'sheyetzi likrasam lekamilchama hem yanusu, right? The Jews will run from them. V'hu yer defeim. V'mnimtse sapshia alav. It will be Paro's fault. V'alamo shelo yanichum lachzor. Because they were the ones who effectively prevented the Jews from returning. The Jews were just sort of, you know, happily returning via Shuvu, and the Egyptians were the one that started chasing after them in this violent way, scaring the Jews. And right, therefore, since the Egyptians then started acting aggressively, the Jews would have no obligation to return that which was taken. Etc. Okay, very good. So that's the position of the Chizkuni. You saw the Ibn Ezra disagreed. The Ibn Ezra said, no, it was dafka, the fact that the Jews started meandering via Shuvu, that caused Bani Paro to believe what? That they really weren't in it for a 3-day religious ritual. If they were in it for a 3-day religious ritual, they would have offered the korbanos already. The fact that they start wandering around after 3 days, what does that indicate? That they're not coming back. So, again, for the Chizkuni, the reason via Shuvu, they start coming back, is because they said that they were going to come back, and God didn't want the Jews to be perceived of as liars, right? According to the Ibn Ezra, right, the whole idea is that the very motion that the Jews had of v'yashuvu, of changing directions, we'll read it inside, Alkena mar sagar lehem, ki chashav parash l'kishkar lehem, fidati, bavur shamru lo derech shloshes yamim, Ibn Ezra says, once they said 3 days we're going to journey, v'achar hachli chasam chashul alechas al makom ma'acher, and then they started moving in a different direction. Who got Hadavar Lefaro? V'yamar v'aday lo halchul izboach. They were lying. They didn't go to sacrifice. Right? Rak nevuchim heim lo yadu ezeder chivrachu. They were trying to escape. They just clearly don't know the right good way to go. Kinei hamidbar sagar lehem. V'ilu halchul izboach. Lama hayu shavim. Why are they moving back in the previous direction? V'adayin lo zavchu. So again, the machlokas between the Ibn Ezra and the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says they're going back because they said they would come back. The Ibn Ezra says their very movement to come back was what gave away to Paro the fact that the whole thing was a prevarication. Back to Shitas Rashi for a second. Rashi in Vayasu Chayin indicates what? That this required what on the part of the Jews, Shimshi? Enormous courage, right? Because to move back in the direction of your enemy, right, that's something that absolutely needs to be credited to be Jews. Lahagid Shavachan, Rashi says, Sheshamu l'kol Moshe v'lo amru, Heach nizkari v'l rodfenu anu tzrichim livroach, ala amru, ein lanu ela divrei ben amram, So this needs to be credited to the Jewish people. One other point in Rashi, before we go over to the Ramban. Rashi says that Pi Achiros, Kivi, is synonymous with what? Avi? And what's so symbolic about that?
That's where they actually were
slaves. That's the Avdus, right? That's exactly where the Avdus, you know, really began. And there's something deeply, I think, poignant and symmetrical about this idea, right? That ultimately, right, this place, which had such symbolic significance for the Jewish people, this place, which represented Tchilas Hashibud, now becomes the place through which their ultimate Yeshua will be launched. Let's just conclude with the words of Ramban. V'chizakti eslev paro v'radaf aruchrehem. Bavur shepachad paro mehem emakas habechoros. U'bikesh mehem uveirachtem gam osi. Lo haya belibo lirdof achrehem afilu im yivrichu. The Ramban takes the unequivocal position that after Makas Bechoros, David, Paro had in his own heart completely and utterly relinquished the Jews. Excellent, Sariel. Very well done. So he's disagreeing essentially with both the Chizkuni and the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban is saying that ultimately, after Makas Bechoros, Paro no longer retained any sense of obligation on the part of the Jews to the promise of 3 days. He said, "V'erachtem gam osi, I'm done with you. L'maher l'shalcha min aretz ki amru kulanu mesim. Lo haya b'libo dirdof achreim afilim yivrichu, elei shiyasem Moshe b'hem kiritzono. V'alkein hutzrach lomar," and that's why the Torah emphasizes, "V'chizakti eslev paro, ki hu yichazek eslibo dirdof achreihem, l'matam erpam acheres, Think about how you can almost use the word insane it was for the Egyptians. Once they saw that God literally split the waters for the Jews, think about, right, how delusional you would have to be to follow the Jews after experiencing Makas Bechoros into a body of water that had just split for them. Ve'en b'chol amoftim kefel hazeh, right? Kriyas Yamsuf dwarfs everything else. Where do we see that, by the way? Where do we see, you know, that kind of a language, Avi? In the Haggadah, right? The part that's not in the Rambam is Haggadah. But that, you know, whatever Makos happened in Mitzrayim, we're dwarfed by Kriyas Yamsuf. Ve'zeh be'emes shigayel nehem aval sachal atzatam. God caused their counsel to be foiled. V'chizak es libam likanes bayam. So again, for the Chizkuni, they start returning because God doesn't want the Jews to be seen as liars. They said they're coming back. For the Ibn Ezra, the very fact that they start moving back convinces Paro, wait a minute, these guys are liars. They said that they were just going to offer a sacrifice in the desert. According to the Ramban, none of this matters. Why, Eitan? That promise was off the books. After Makas Bechoros, the slate was wiped clean. Nobody said, okay, uveirachtem gam osi, you can now go for 3 days. And that's why it's vayichazek Hashem eslei paro, and that's why it's vayihafeich levav paro vavadav elam. It was a total change of heart. So again, the points to emphasize here, I think, again, are the fact that for God, there's clearly value added. Let's just take another 30 seconds. The value added for God is the Kiddush Hashem, v'ikavda b'faro. There's a great demonstration of resilience on the part of the Jewish people. That's the Rashi of Vayasu Chet, right? Because what they're essentially doing is using themselves as a kind of a human bait. And then what we have in addition to that is this very, very symbolic symmetry, right? Because what we find in terms of Pitom or Piachiros, according to Rashi's interpretation, is that the very place where it all started, Arei Miskenos Lefaro, as Pitom Ves Ramses, is exactly where God brings Egyptians back to. So if you think about it, we can now piece together Kriyas Yamsuf and Makas Bechoros. See, Makas Bechoros takes us back to what? When Paro said, Kol HaBen HaYilod, HaYaora Tashlichu, V'chol HaBas Techayun. God is now answering to that. And then Vayiven Arei Miskenos Lefaro, as Pitom Ves Ramses, God says to the Egyptians, Chayechem, I'm taking you back there. So you, again, it's not just, you know, as the pasuk says in Lechacha, "V'gam es hagoy asher yavodu dan anochi." I'm going to bring them justice. But then when God brings justice, b'mida kenegen mida, I think that ultimately is the v'ikav da b'faro. I think that's the kiddush Hashem, because he's saying it'll be on my terms, at a time and place of my choosing, and it will reflect all of your sins. That's the purest form of justice. Right? That's God's mastery demonstrated and revealed. Okay, hold it up there.